to go into orbit. First, it had to maneuver through an obstacle course of rings.
Hopes and dreams of thousands of scientists and engineers are resting on the next few moments.
We've been to Saturn twice before with the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 spacecraft, but rather than these quick Kodak moments, we wanted to take a nice, long, leisurely look at the Saturnian system. The only way to do that was to slow down and let Saturn's gravity capture us into orbit.
Current speed of the Cassini spacecraft, 50,000 miles an hour, and increasing as Saturn's gravity draws us in.
Cassini presses on, aiming for the gap between the outer F and G rings, hopefully clear of orbital debris.
We turned the main high-gain antenna in the direction that the craft would see the ring particles coming toward it so that it would act as a shield.
You are listening to the actual recording of tiny particles hitting the spacecraft as it crosses the plane of the rings.
Let's go ahead and switch camber over to B0.
So far, so good. But as Cassini disappears into radio silence behind Saturn, everything rests on the spacecraft firing its engine perfectly and slowing down. It's a nail-biting wait at mission control.
Go ahead, S1COM.
The Doppler has left out.
As Cassini emerges proudly from Saturn's shadow, it turns to cross the ring plane again.
To any potential inhabitants of the Saturnian system, your eyes are not deceiving you tonight. There is a 32nd moon gracing your night skies, and that is the Cassini-Huygens spacecraft.